Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're back with more of The Instigators, presented by MP Carroll Hardwood.
So welcome back. At the break, I'm learning some news, some breaking news here on WGR Sports Radio 550. And MSG, we might have a beef. I don't care. This is the fun of this show.
What is the fun of this show?
Well, I guess back in the day, there's a rumor that Robin Leonard wanted to squash your head like the pea that it is for just being a little critical maybe of a couple of his performances. And now he's sitting on a $4 million deal.
Yeah. Yeah,
and in one hell of a driver's seat. So let's welcome the man to the show, Robin Leonard. I'm arms distance from Marty Biron. You want me to, you know, slap him in the mouth for you?
No, he's always nice to me in person. I know on the air he's a little different. But
No, Robin, I'll say this. Go ahead, Marty.
No, I was going to say it's part of the entertainment business. But, PD likes to make me feel a little uncomfortable, so... he built it up in the commercial, and then he came out right swinging when we got on the air. So, yeah, go ahead, PD.
No, hey, Robin, I'll take over here because we know that Marty's shaking in his boots because I think he thinks you're coming in studio. I think we told him that you were going to be walking in the back door to surprise him. But, hey, well, first of all, let me just say this. Congratulations. You know, you got to be excited. It's a big opportunity and a challenge, right? I mean, you know, one-year deal gives you a lot to prove this year.
I don't know. I'm very excited. I'm very excited to get another year here in Buffalo to start with. I'm happy here. I like this team a lot. I think there's a lot of potential, and I want to be a part of it. So that's very exciting to be part of one more year of this team. But, you know, it's pressure in this league. It's always been pressure. I don't feel like I just want to keep getting better. Keep getting better, and should have a real good season this year. And my first year, obviously, here was a little bit of a problem with my injury I had there. But I feel like ever since I got to Buffalo, every game I got to play, I've been trying to save as many pucks as possible. I've been solid and steady over 92% since I got to Buffalo, and I feel like I keep proving I'm a good goalie.
Joining us on the line, Robin Leonard just signed a one-year, $4 million deal today, so we thank you for joining on the phone. I'm going to pass the mic over to Marty here.
No, are you happy with the deal? I mean, you look at a lot of goalies recently. You look at Bishop and six-year deal, Martin Jones, six-year deal, Darling, a four-year deal, and then so you walk away with a one-year deal. Are you happy with the 1 year, or did you want to go long-term?
Well, you know, in the end of the day, I think my position the whole time is I want to be in Buffalo. I like this city a lot. I want to keep building with this team. I'm happy I got another year here. You know, 1 year or longer term. Long term would be nice. 1 year is fine too. I'm confident in my abilities to be a good goalie in this league. And if it's 1 year on paper, that's fine. I obviously restrict the free agent one more year after this, and take it year by year and try to focus on this season, and then we'll see what happens. But we'll see what happens next year.
Buffalo Sabres starting goalie Robin Leonard just signed a one-year, $4 million contract extension today. And I guess the question for you, Robin, is, you know, you look at the team now and you talk about you're confident in your ability. But you're going to have a much better team in front of you. And I'm not putting you in a spot to criticize the team last year. The team struggled immensely defensively last year. And, you know, that's going to help you a lot this year with an improved defense, an improved offense, and hopefully more offense in the back of the net too is going to help your season alone.
You know what? It was a big disappointment last year. I think it's been taken quite a bit of time this off season to let that sink in and what's gone wrong. You try to look in the mirror a little bit. I think a lot of players in the team have tried to do that. And you know, I had a good talk with Jason a little while ago, and talked to Phil too. And I'm very excited for the direction the team's going. It's obviously a new coach. He's seemed very defensive minded. The first time he reached out to me, that was all we kind of talked about, and a little bit of certain situations. So I'm kind of excited about getting that going. And obviously, it's been some new additions. Obviously, some good players and good people have left the organization too. And I'm excited for the upcoming year here, and we'll see what happens.
You talked about Jason Botterill and Phil Housley, but the only member of the coaching staff that is back from the last couple of years is Andrew Allen, the goaltender coach. Have you talked to Andrew about some of the things that you guys need to improve on and look into, you know, have a great season to get that long-term deal? And what are some of those things that you think are on the top priority list to get better at?
Well, I'm very happy Andrew's still here. Obviously, I've been a big supporter of Andrew. I think we work very well together. I think he's helped my game, in a bunch of areas too. And happy to have him work with him for another year. Again, I'm not going to approach it to have a good season to get my long-term deal. That's not, obviously, there's a business aspect to the game too, but I think team success is going to lead to personal success here. We talked a lot last year about a lot of different areas that we need to improve on as personal and as a team. And there's like a little puzzle, you know, it's a lot of pieces that's just got to get in place here. And I think piece by piece getting better, but we just have to keep working and see where it takes us.
No, you're right. With one comes the other. Team success, personal success. I believe, you know, if you're having a great year, the team's going to do well. If the team's having a great year, you know, it's going to reflect on your numbers too. We're joined right now by Robin Leonard, who just signed a one-year, $4 million contract extension with the team. You know, let's shift gears a little bit here. Robin, a lot of people on Twitter, very excited to have you back for another year. You know, love what you did last year. And so with that, let's just flip on here. We're doing a movie bracket. You heard about this?
No.
Oh, well, thanks for tuning into the show, man. I appreciate it. We'll watch you this year, though. So we're doing a movie bracket. We're down to Miracle and Slapshot in the final. And I'm just wondering, do you have a favorite movie before we even talk about those
sports
two? Sports movie.
Favorite sports movie? Oof. I think two good candidates up there. Slapshot's pretty funny.
Yeah, but do you have one? Like, if it wasn't one of those, like, was there one made about Bjorn Borg, or was there one made about
Stefan Hedberg?
Stefan Hedberg. So okay, so which one would you rather watch, Slapshot or Miracle? If you had to watch one or the other,
I'd watch Slapshot.
Yeah, didn't the American beat the Swedes in 1980? So that would not be really close to your heart, right?
He wasn't even born yet.
Well, still, I'm just saying, there was a lot of people that weren't born and cheered on the Americans when the movie came out. So.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Robin, who's your favorite goaltender that you emulated or loved growing up?
Tough one. I would say Mika Kiprusoff was one of the guys I liked a lot.
Isn't he Finn?
Yeah, he is.
But don't you guys have a beef with Finns?
I don't have beef with anyone.
Yeah, give me a break. You don't have a beef with anybody. Who do you hate most in the league when they come near your crease? Who do you want a blocker the hardest in the face? Because I remember, do you remember when Brodeur pushed Sean Avery in front of the net when he was doing? Is there one player that comes near the crease and you're just like, I might just take a deuce on this guy right now?
Yeah, no.
And by deuce, I mean a two-minute penalty.
We'll see this season. I'll see this season who gets it.
You know what?
Who would you want to block
in
the face
to
right now, Marty?
I wanted to beat the crap out of Matt Cook. So many times I wanted to beat this guy down to shred. I would probably never have gotten a punch. And I hit him once, but, you know, there's always the one guy. Like Eric Staal was very annoying because he used to always step on the goalie's glove and fall on your back. Hated him. But I think part of it is always trying to keep you cool, not let those guys affect you. And I think that is one thing that we saw last year is where, correct me if I'm wrong, Robin, but you try to stay in the moment. You try to stay cool and collected and not let those things bother you. And it seems to have worked well on the ice for you.
Yeah, you know, it's sometimes you get frustrated out. You get frustrated out there and things happen. But, yeah, it's trying to focus on stopping the puck for the most part. But it's we'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens this year.
Last year, Robin Leonard joining us on the line right now, just signed a one-year, $4 million deal. If you're just tuning in and haven't heard, you've probably been living under a rock this morning. He just that was announced probably about 2 hours ago. You know, let me ask you this about leadership on the team. Team probably not going to have Brian Gionta back. Last year, you took a stance on your team in the media. You know, basically criticized yourself and the team for how they were playing. You went out the next night, I think it was in Ottawa, and you put on a hell of a game. And I'm just wondering, you know, what's your thought on leadership in the locker room? Does it have to be a veteran, quiet kind of leader? Are you seeing the league transition and shift into younger leaders? And what's your thought on that?
Yeah, no, I'm. You start seeing in the league getting younger and younger, to be honest. But I don't want to be too much of a vocal leader or something. I want to go out and play the game, but you know, with struggles, with team struggles, you know, things happen. And you know, we talk a lot as a team that, you know, it's not just for ourselves. It's just we got to play better for the city, for the fans, for, you know, as I said earlier, team success leads to personal success too. And you know, having ups and down moments as we had last year, where we played really, really well in periods of time, so now we went to the total opposite of other periods of time. It's just it affects people negatively, and people lose their jobs. It affects people's contracts and all that stuff. So everyone really got to just come to the rink and be all business every day and try to get better, you know.
Well, we hope you're getting better this summer. We hope your body's feeling good, and we look forward to seeing you back here in training camp and working on a contract extension for next year and getting this team to the playoffs. Robin, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye. Got it, man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.